Hey, it's Kelly. And at the end of every week, I like to share something true and useful, something I stumbled over that gave me a burst of optimism, something you can share with friends like an audio greeting card, something to help us all keep our eyes on what's working and what could be. So I'll be right back with this week's For the Good of the Order. This is Kelly Corrigan Wonders. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Hi, everyone. We have an episode coming next week with Dave Eggers and Nick Hornby. These are two of my favorite writers. They've written things that I have studied and shared and probably tried to mimic in my own writing. There's something interesting that Dave Eggers did at the end of his book, A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius, which is how I came to know him, was through those pages first and then live in person living in the Bay Area. And it goes to something that we've talked about quite a lot on Kelly Corrigan Wonders. He says, the author would also like to acknowledge the maker of comic book villains and superheroes, those who invented or at least popularized the notion of the normal, mild-mannered person transformed into mutant by freak accident, with the mutant thereafter driven by a strange hybrid of the most rancid bitterness and the most outrageous hope to do very, very odd and silly things, many times in the name of good. The makers of comic books seem to be onto something there. You'll hear next week in our conversations with Dave Eggers and Nick Hornby that Nick has just finished this book called Dickens and Prince, and it's a study of a particular kind of genius. And one of the points that he makes is that from his vantage point, he's noting a correlation between catastrophic poverty. So not just poverty, but poverty with some sort of catastrophe, like an untimely death or two untimely deaths, and genius. I wonder about this when I look around in the world and see who's doing what and with what kind of fervor. And you can't help but wonder what drives people, you know, what drives genius, what drives the kind of production that you see when you look at somebody like Prince, who has so much unpublished work. It's like more than many bands put out in their lifetimes. And Dickens, who was writing 1,000-page novels with several hundred cast members interacting, and then he would be writing a second one at the same time, which is so inconceivable to me that he could even keep it all straight. And frankly, it's inconceivable to Nick Hornby too, who has written some great stuff about A Boy, High Fidelity, Fever Pitch. So anyway, I would really like to start a conversation with you all on Facebook. My Facebook is Kelly Corrigan Author, about what you think the relationship is between catastrophe and creativity. Do you think it's a convenient idea that puts a little bow on something that shouldn't have a bow on it? Or do you think there might be something there? I'll put the prompt out next Tuesday after the Dave and Nick episode runs, and we'll see what you guys come up with. I wanted to end today with another short passage that I underlined in A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius, because I think that it goes right to the heart of what we talk about here. It says, we share things for the obvious reasons. It makes us feel unalone. It spreads the weight over a larger area. It holds the possibility of making our share lighter. And it can work either way, not simply as a pain relief device, but in the case of not bad news, but good, as a share the happy things I've seen / lessons I've learned vehicle. Or as a tool for simple connectivity for its own sake, a testing of waters, a stab at engagement with a mass of strangers. Thanks for being a part of Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We make it for you. We love hearing from you. And we thank you for sharing it with so many friends. I'll see you on Tuesday for a great conversation with Dave Eggers and Nick Hornby.
from PRX.